We're in that this large section in Luke where the Lord is talking at one and the same time about the end of Jerusalem, the persecution of the first generation of Christians, the persecution of all the other Christians, and the end of the world. The symbol for all of that is the destruction of the temple, that dwelling place of God. Now, and this is, I say, a long, there's more and more of it, and the reason that the church puts it here is because, as I've said, you know, liturgically, we're coming to the end of the world. And in a few days, we'll start Advent, as you know. I think the part we would might want to, among others, meditate on today and lay hold of, you see, is remember, I will be with you. You know, don't worry about what you're going to say. I'll be there. And I'll give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. I'll be with you to strengthen you. This is a very solemn promise. Our Lord is so much more realistic than most preachers. He's saying, you're going to go to jail. You're going to have a hard time. Some of you are going to be killed. That's the name of the game. Now, we strive to create a Christian culture, and there have been examples of it over the last two millennia. We're not in one right now, exactly. But they have existed. I mean, even when armies were at war, they stopped for big feast days. You think they could just plain stop. But at least that notion that God reigns. And so we have this promise that the Lord will be with us. And why does he give us this? So that we won't be dominated by fear. When thoughts come, you can entrust yourself to the Lord. You can entrust yourself to the Mother of God. If you've made that consecration, that's what you've done. You've said, I've entrusted my whole being to you. It's in your hands. Just make sure that everything that I do and say and endure is God's will. And I can entrust myself to you. And whatever I need by way of power or strength, I will have. That's a solemn promise. And it's just as much a prophecy as the rest of this text. You will be handed over, this will happen. This has gone on through the whole history of the church, hasn't it? One place or another, Christians, usually Catholics, I have been persecuted. And as John Paul II points out, in some places where there are other, you know, groups of Christians, Protestants, they're martyred too. And so the ecumenism there is that their blood and the Catholic blood mingle. That's ecumenism. But the promise, and I think the thing that the Lord would like to impress on our heart today is, I am promising you on my divine word that I will be with you. And I will give you wisdom. We have no idea how these things are going to turn out. But it would be a rare person who doesn't think that we're on the brink of something very important. I don't know. I mean, some people, maybe not giving it much thought, but if they stop to give it thought, they realize that we are in a very crucial moment in the history of the world. And this onslaught, Satan knows the principle that holds the world together is the Catholic Church. He knows that. And so most of the brunt of these difficulties will come at us in whatever form they come, whether it be violence and jail, or whether it just be, you know, harassing the orphanages and trying to force them to either get out of business, which means Catholics can't take children and train them in the faith. Get out of it. And that's what we've been forced to do. Wherever these things and these laws are multiplying themselves. What we do whenever this comes to us is entrust ourselves to the promise of Jesus Christ, and entrust ourselves to the reciprocal relationship with the Mother of God that we have established by the grace of God through a consecration to Mary. And so we can be sure of help. We can be sure of divine presence. Well, since I went over time yesterday, I'll stop early today. I was going to tell you, do you know that story of Tatiana Goricheva? She wrote a book called It's Dangerous to Talk About God. Did you ever? You know that book, right?
No.
Anyway, she was a Russian woman, and like most of them, had 6 abortions and bordered on alcohol. And she was professor of philosophy in the university, expert in Hegel, I think it was, or Hegel. And her life was a mess. So she went with a friend to visit some guru. And the guru gave her, as her mantra, the Our Father. She never heard it before. So that night she sat down the floor, took out her Our Father, and started to say it. And she was overwhelmed with the presence of God and the love of God. And so, being a good Orthodox, she knew what to do next. She went to a priest who would meet her spiritual director, made a general confession, and started attending the liturgy every Sunday. She knew what to do. But that wasn't all. She gathered women around her and started to teach them and help them, which meant the KGB picked her up regularly and questioned her. And she said, "I know 5 languages. I'm a professor of philosophy. But I would never give those people any conversation, because what's driving them is a satanic intelligence. And I'm not going to get an argument with them. My name is Tatiana Goricheva. I live at such and such an address. I'll give you all my information, and then that's all I'm going to say." So finally, they finally gave her an ultimatum. You either go into exile, or you go to a prison camp, one of the work camps out in the east of Russia. So what did she do? She went to her spiritual director. She said, "Which of these should I choose?" You'd think, "I'm out of here, see ya." No. And he said, "Go into exile." So she went to Germany, because she'd done her studies there, And she said, it was amazing to see everybody talking about God and nobody doing anything about it. It's dangerous to talk about God. That's what came, where it came, the title of her book. You just don't blah, blah, blah about God and then not change. You either mean it and talk about it, or don't mean it, so don't talk about it. If you've never read that book, you could probably find it somewhere. Well, that's the book, really. That's the... So I just saved you $8.95. But the message is clear, right? If we're going to say that we believe in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ, then we ought to say it and mean it and not be embarrassed to tell everybody about it. This guy today we've got, he's a priest, a young priest, and he went around caring for people and preaching to them till they finally caught him and killed him. Well, he knew that was going to happen sooner or later in Mexico at that time, right? Right. And so now I have to really quit because I'm at the curfew.